Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. In a video statement, Chen Kugel, the chief of the Israeli National Institute of Forensic Medicine, confirmed on Saturday Shiri Bibas' body shows no evidence of injuries caused by bombing.
We have identified the remains of Shiri Bibas 2 days after identifying her children, Ariel and Kfir. Our examination found no evidence of injuries caused by bombing.
Hamas released a body on Friday it claimed to be that of Israeli hostage Shiri Bibas, whose misidentification in a handover this week threatened to derail the fragile Gaza ceasefire. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization, said in November 2023 that the children and their mother had been killed in an Israeli airstrike. Ismail Al-Thawabta, director of the Hamas-run Gaza government media office, said Netanyahu bears full responsibility for killing her and her children. But the Israeli military said intelligence assessments and forensic analysis of the bodies of the Bibas children indicated that they were deliberately killed by their captors. Chief military spokesperson Daniel Hagari said the boys were killed by the terrorists with their bare hands, but gave no details. There could be in the near future a summit between the presidents of the U.S. and Russia, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Russia's deputy foreign minister says his country and the U.S. are preparing for a face-to-face meeting between President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Sergei Ryabkov tells Russian state media that a possible Trump-Putin summit could involve broad talks on global issues, including the war in Ukraine. But he says efforts to organize such a meeting are at an early stage. Ryabkov says U.S. and Russian envoys could meet within the next 2 weeks to pave the way for further talks among senior officials. Russian and U.S. officials met in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, agreeing to start working together toward ending the war in Ukraine and improving their diplomatic and economic ties. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News. Germans are electing a new parliament Sunday after a campaign focused on the state of Europe's biggest economy and calls to curb migration. Uncertainty has grown rapidly about the future of Ukraine and the strength of Europe's alliance with the United States. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
The opposition leader and frontrunner Friedrich Merz vowed Saturday to revive the stagnant economy and defend Europe's interests in the face of a confrontational U.S. administration. Meanwhile, hundreds protested for and against far-right Alternative for Germany's leader Alice Weidel in her Swiss town of residence. Leah Keller is the co-organizer.
We're really concerned about what's going on everywhere in Europe, about the rise of far-right movements.
Chancellor Olaf Scholz's center-left Social Democrats have shown little sign of coming back from a large poll deficit after the chancellor's three-party coalition collapsed in November. That led to the election being held 7 months ahead of schedule. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is in critical condition after he suffered a long asthmatic respiratory crisis that required high flows of oxygen. Francis has been hospitalized for a week with a complex lung infection. The Vatican said on Saturday that Francis also received blood transfusions after tests showed a condition associated with anemia. The statement said that the Holy Father continues to be alert and spent the day in an armchair, although in more pain than yesterday. At the moment, the prognosis is reserved. A judge has largely blocked Trump's executive orders ending federal support for DEI programs. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
A judge in Baltimore found that they likely violated free speech rights and granted an injunction blocking them as a lawsuit plays out. Trump signed an order on his first day in office directing all federal agencies to terminate equity-related grants or contracts. The City of Baltimore and higher education groups sued. They argue the executive orders are unconstitutional and an overreach of the president's authority. The Trump administration has argued that the president was targeting only DEI programs that violate federal civil rights laws. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron said on Saturday a knife attack that killed one and injured three in eastern France on Saturday was Islamist terrorism, after France's anti-terrorism prosecutor's office confirmed it was investigating the case. The PNAD prosecutor's office said in a statement a man attacked local police officers in the city of Mulhouse shouting Allah Akbar on Saturday afternoon. The prosecutor's office added a passerby was killed trying to intervene, while three police officers were injured. The prosecutor's office said the suspect has been arrested. That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.